Okay, Carlos, going for the sweep today against the Boston Red Sox. And, of course, we've been talking Lindor for these past few weeks, and rightfully so. I hate to put you on the spot, but as you kind of rack your brain to some years that you've seen in the past, where does what Lindor is doing kind of stack up with all the baseball that you've watched over the last couple of years?
Yeah, he's right there with him. You know, I was I had the privilege to watch Aaron Judge, you know, break the home run and have an MVP season. And this right there is, you know, is different, but not so much, you know, because this guy is hitting for power. He's getting on base. He's slugging. He's, you know, hitting for average. And he's playing an elite defense, you know. And then on top of that, what he brings to the club, what he brings to the franchise. He's a special player, special human. And, you know, as a manager, for the first time in the big leagues, to have the privilege and the honor to write his name in the lineup, because that's the other thing. You can count on him because he posts. And there's a lot to like. And we're just, like I said it earlier, we're watching greatness here.
For them to be great, they have to separate themselves from the rest of us, and I'm sure the rest of that clubhouse. When you see players like that, or Judge when you saw him, what is the difference? How can they wear the responsibility and then also perform under that responsibility?
These guys are on a mission, you know, individually, as a group, as a team. They're always looking for ways to get better, and that's Lindor, you know. This is a guy that we'll talk about his preparation and how meticulous he is and detail-oriented, but at the same time, he's, you know, looking for ways to improve. Like, I don't feel right. Like, using all the resources, whether it's performance science, training staff, coaching staff. So he's always asking questions, the right questions. And, you know, I got to give credit to the coaches. I got to give credit to, you know, all the people, support staff, because when you're dealing with players, and, you know, every team's got really smart ball players, right? And we're talking about one of the best and one of the smartest in Lindor. And, like, they better have the facts, you know. When you're dealing with players like this, like, you better have something ready for them that is going to help them continue to improve. And, you know, yes, we're talking about one of the greatest players, but I think it's a group effort here, and I'm proud of the whole team about it.
Last night, David Peterson was a little bit different with his arsenal, using a fastball at the top of the zone. And yesterday, David Stearns talked about his ability, Peterson's, to be unpredictable. And now today, you have Tyler McGill, who last time out all of a sudden was throwing a ton of sinkers. So how much does the game plan change for a reason on a daily basis for some of these guys?
Yeah, and I think all depends on the lineup you're facing. You know, if you're facing a righty-heavy lineup, the two seam from McGill is going to be in play. Now they got a lot of lefties in that lineup today, and some of them you might be able to attack with the two seam, but, you know, there's some adjustments here where pitch usage is probably going to be a little different. So it depends, you know, the matchup, the lineup. Peterson yesterday, you know, a lot of the righties, and probably they were expecting a lot of secondaries with a two seam, and they went right after with a four seam at the top, and we saw what happened. So it was good to see Petey and us making adjustments, and that's the expectations today with McGill.
So you've seen Tanner Houck before, a lot of sweepers, a lot of splitters. What else are we going to see?
Yeah, I think this year he's been a little different because of the split. In the past, he's been a two-seam sweeper guy, and he was really tough. He's still tough on righties, but I feel like this year he's more neutral because of the split usage. We got to get him in the zone, you know, because this is a guy that could be wild at times, and you see some of the misses, and when he missed bad. So we got to get him in the zone, not swinging at his pitches. They got a lot of movement, and if we do that, we're going to be in a good spot.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.